think of what you have here in Louisiana. Maybe like, I don't know, Jitney Jungle, Sunflower, a place like that. What would you call that?
Supermall?
Yeah.
Just Supermall. All
right. What about a smaller place, maybe in a neighborhood, where you could go to buy a few things, groceries?
Pack-a-side. Just in like anything like that, corner store.
What?
Corner store.
Corner store. That would be something like a convenience store.
Right. Something in the neighborhood. You can go get some milk or something. You know.
Yeah. Okay. What about a place? Sometimes you find these in the supermarkets where you can buy specially prepared foods like hors d'oeuvres or special meats.
Gourmet section.
Yeah. Okay. Would you have another name for it?
No.
Like. Delicatessen?
Oh, well, I mean, you mean like already, you sure, like yeah. Deli or someplace like that? Well, in Shreveport, it's more like already prepared food.
Right,
you know, like.
Yeah. Would that be a store in itself or a part of another?
That'd be part of the store.
Like a supermarket?
Right.
Okay. All right, some different, well, this cooking utensil, if you wanted to cook yourself something but not use the oven, what might you use? Something that's, you know, electrically operated.
Stove.
All right, what about besides the stove? You just wanted to toast your sandwich?
Toaster or something like that. Broiler.
Okay. What about these things that you have nowadays that can cook something very rapidly?
Microwave.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it, just microwave? Okay. Say if you had a load of dirty clothes that you wanted to clean, you didn't have a washer and dryer of your own, you'd go to the what?
Laundromat.
Okay. And the thing that you probably have in your bathroom with a lid to it where you put all your dirt.
I thought you were talking about toilet.
We're on the right track, but where you put your dirty clothes.
Dirty clothes box, hamper.
Yeah, sure, okay. And say if the maid wanted to clean this rug, she'd use a what?
Vacuum cleaner.
All right, and when the bag inside of it got filled, she would have to replace it. Do you have a name for that bag?
Vacuum cleaner bag.
Okay, fine. And say if you wanted to clean, mop your linoleum or tile floor, what kind of container would you have for the detergent and all that?
Mop bucket.
Okay. What kind of material would that be made out of?
Plastic.
And this thing that you might have in your kitchen that you would use to reduce the bulk of a lot of garbage?
Trash compactor.
Yeah, okay. What would you call the container that you would put all your garbage and refuse in and set it out for the garbage bin?
Garbage can.
Do you have a name for these big containers that you see at maybe at shopping centers? You know, the truck comes around, picks it up.
Garbage container, refuse container, or dumpster.
Dumpster, yeah, okay. Usually green around here?
Right.
Okay. What about the man who is in charge of the funeral home, you know, in charge of making the arrangements?
Undertaker.
Okay. And the vehicle that you take the body to the?
Hearse.
Do you have a name for a place where a body might be interred above ground? Have a
mausoleum.
Okay. What about different names for what you're smoking? Slang or otherwise?
Cigarette, cig. Mm-hmm. Very few people refer to him as a fag.
Why?
Well, there's getting a fight around here if you ask somebody if they have a fag.
Because just for the record, it means what?
Homosexual.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, do people ever call them cancer sticks?
Yes.
You're familiar with that then? They would be called?
Cancer sticks.
Yeah, okay. All right. Talking about dwellings, different houses, do you have a name for a room of a house that's designed to receive a lot of sunlight? Maybe you have big plate glass windows or, you know, that kind of area?
Den or breakfast room. Mostly a den.
Would that also be just an informal room for relaxing, watching TV?
Yeah, that's probably the den.
Yeah, okay. Are you familiar with Florida room or sunroom?
No. There's a you know, Sun Road, the breakfast room, or someplace like that.
Okay. What about a room that has a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower?
Just a bathroom.
Did you ever call it a half bath?
Yes.
You say that one?
Like a half bath, like a house, you know, 2.5 baths.